broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Apparently, the FBI raid on former President Trump's Florida home is energizing Republican and independent voters. In a new poll, 70% of likely voters say the raid gives them added motivation to vote the upcoming midterms. Among Republicans, 83.3% say the raid has motivated them to go to the polls on Election Day. 71.7% of independent voters say the same thing. The Justice Department remains mum on the reasons for the raid. As House Republicans demand answers, they'd also like a briefing from the FBI. Judicial Watch and a couple of newspapers asking a judge to order release of the warrant behind the raid. The Justice Department has 4 days to respond. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street, stocks opening the day higher. More details at srnnews.com.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Almost every day in the summer, we tell you we expect the showers and thunderstorms basically in the afternoon and evening hours. But we've had some showers moving around the area this morning. Started in Prattville, then Northeast Montgomery, and then they've been all around the river region here and there. Scattered to numerous showers and storms. Feast or famine today. Most numerous again in the afternoon and evening hours with locally heavy downpours. High today 88 to 90, low tonight 72. Again tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and storms as a front moves southward. That's an important front. High near 90. And we think the front will end up somewhere in South Alabama on Saturday, closer to the coast. Everything north of that front on Saturday and Sunday, that would include, we hope, us locally, would be in a slightly lower humidity level. That'd be good. And rain chances, which thin out, you know, to 20% or less, that'd be good. So keep your fingers crossed. But if you're headed to the coast this weekend, the news is not good. They've had just drenching rains the last few days, and that will continue over the upcoming weekend. So if you're going to the coast, take a book. Right now this morning, cloudy and 75. Showers in the area at 9:05.
Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
What you got going on?
Well, we got we're going to kick off the show with Amy Beth Shaver of A219 News. And then we're going to have the mayor of Montgomery, Stephen Reed, will be here at 11.
Be in the studio?
So feel free if you want to call in during the 11 o'clock hour. I'm more than happy to let you all do the dirty work of asking the questions. Or if you want to call in a question, throughout the show, we can write it down. We can approach the mayor with that. And then also we have Seth Spotlow hanging out today.
I know, the Seth Spotlow experience, and we've been experiencing him this morning.
So. Yeah, how you doing, Seth?
Good, man. How are you? I like your stash.
I appreciate it. Did you get everything squared away with the eggs?
Yes. I grabbed the carton of eggs that I saw.
The correct
that was
eggs.
Not the 4 dozen I was supposed to grab. Mm. But we're good now.
Okay. I'm glad it's all squared away. And then we got more on the raid that happened to Donald John Trump. We've got some interesting details about, you know, you've heard all about Hunter Biden.
In fact, he's with the president in South Carolina.
Yeah, but have you heard about Pelosi's son?
No.
He went on the trip to Taiwan with her, and he's on the board of two lithium-ion companies.
I didn't know about her. I didn't hear about this.
It's it's a regular thing in D.C. where the family members get taken care of in posh positions.
And just then, so you know, though, he was an unnamed visitor.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't name him.
Oh, yeah.
He had to find that out.
Right. Mm. It's amazing what's going on. And then I'm looking at, like, the biggest pussycat I've ever seen over here. Look at this. This is in Russia. That is a Maine Coon.
Oh, my God. That would be frightening.
And then, but they say it's a gentle giant. Like, she's got a kid, like, and it's best friend with the kid.
Well, you don't get cats at Chernobyl.
me and cats peacefully coexist, and that's as far as I'll go. You know.
Yeah. Oh, just peacefully exist.
They tolerate and I tolerate, but we go our own ways.
Okay. How you just got to learn their language.
Chase cool with cats?
Well, Chase is staying next week at my friend's house in Wetumpka, and she's got a cat.
So. Oh, wait, so we're going to find out.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Bailey was fine with cats.
Yeah.
But,
well, I know Chase gets excited with some other dogs coming to the building sometimes. Yes.
Oh, yes.
I've never seen that side of Chase until one day.
But at Greg's house with those two dogs,
yes,
he's fine. They're buddies.
Really?
So, yeah. So.
Well, we all know the Frenchies that Rick has. Yeah, they're up to something. The Frenchies are always up to something.
These Frenchies in here are hostile.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
See you, Rich.
Later, man.
News and Views begins officially here with Amy Beth Shaver in mere moments.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police have identified the victim in a recent homicide. 33-year-old Natalio Lopez Garcia was found shot in the 300 block of Chase Street on Monday. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Details of that shooting remain under investigation. Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a fatal shooting from back in April. 50-year-old Erskine Jackson is charged with the murder of 57-year-old Enrico Coleman. Jackson was arrested on August 9th. That shooting happened on March 28th in the 4300 block of Woodley Square. At the time, police said Coleman's injuries were not life-threatening. He was taken to the hospital and released. Police say Coleman died from his injuries on April 8th. And the Ott Police Department needs your help locating Gary Richard Thien. He was last seen on August 3rd in the area of West Polk Avenue in Ott. He may be living with a condition that could impair his judgment. If you have any information, call the Ott Police Department at 334-493-4511. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Save big during the Mohawk Summer Seat Sale going on now at Prattville Carpet. With over 30 select carpets now discounted up to 20% off the fully installed price. Also, for a limited time, receive a pet pad for 50% off with any purchase. Now is the time to update your home's flooring, and with 12-month interest-free financing, it has never been easier. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free measurement, or visit us online at prattvillecarpet.com. It's that simple. Prattville Carpet. We're more than just carpet.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
We never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
A man and a woman.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I am your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Vader's here.
Hey, Joey.
And so is Seth Spotlow. It's like we're getting the band back together from our nighttime programming.
Hey, Joey.
How y'all doing?
Yeah.
Y'all ever had the urge, I said this one time at night, kicked off the show, you ever had the urge, a hankering to go get a beef, like a cow femur, split that sucker in half and suck out the marrow?
No.
No?
No.
You don't like... It's like meat butter. It's like the butter of the gods.
I understand that, but there's,
ambrosia, man.
There's a process for it, and sucking it out ain't it.
Oh, spoon it out. Okay. And put it on a nice piece of toast with some arugula and maybe some peach jam or something.
Not crazy about arugula, but okay.
Anyway, amen and a woman to that. And actually, on that topic, we have Amy Beth Shaver. She is a op-ed writer for 1819 News, also a co-host of Alabama Unfiltered. Great podcast they have going on there. Amy Beth, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well. It's weird. Seth Spotlow, he's my, like, well, actually, he kind of, you ever seen the movie Con Air, Amy Beth?
I love that movie.
Yeah, he is like Nick Cage. If his hair's pulled back today, it's a little shorter, but he's like Nick Cage in that movie. Not just in terms of looks, either. You constantly are like, I got to get back to see my daughter.
But that's his life.
That's his life.
He lives constantly. It does rotate around his daughter.
We got Taekwondo five.
Right, no.
That's right.
It's true. It just hit me one day, and I'm like, that's it.
She's six, and she's sparring today, so Daddy's got that back.
Well, and Amy Beth, you know, what I love is that what you wrote about this week were about daughters, about girls, especially daughters going off to college. What happened recently there at the University of Alabama?
So there's a young man who decided he was a woman. He's a transfer from a regional junior college and decided as a trans person to try to go through sorority rush and be admitted to a female sorority. Ooh. And that had me pretty fired up. I had some moms reach out to me and they're like, do you know that this is happening? Could you write about this? This is... We're really upset about this. And so that's really how the story came to be.
So we have a trans, and we're having trouble with our phones here for whatever reason. We have a trans transfer that wants to go and rush as a woman, as a girl in sorority and be on sorority road. So what are some of the concerns? Like, you know, these moms reach out to you. You laid out some of the piece, but when people reach out, I mean, what are they saying? What are they really worried about?
Well, the first thing is this. He still has all his parts. Moms are worried on that point of view because is it somebody who genuinely believes that they are a female? Or is this a Loudoun County, Virginia situation where the young man says he identifies as a female but still has male urges, and we know what happened there. I also talked about a bathroom situation in the Northwest. And an eagle-eye person in the bathroom saying, hey, this guy's sitting there identifying as a female but watching these little girls. And so moms are concerned for their daughter's safety, but also you've got to be concerned because what does that say for all that we worked for? You know, this is the other thing. Moms are like, we worked so hard to get where we are, and now we're going to throw it away because we won't just tell this person, you know, feel free to start your own group, but... Please don't join my daughter's sorority.
No, I was not a part of Greek life. My independent streak goes way, way back. I didn't even like going to, like, prom and stuff, though I did. Or no, like, summer camp. I remember as we're graduating from Catholic, they said, hey, y'all are going to know and love each other and be a big Catholic family as a graduating class for the rest of your lives. And in that moment, I was like, that seems like a bunch of crap. And everybody moved off. So, like, I've never joined a sort of fraternal group, but would this fall on the sororities to make a decision about entry of this trans transfer, or would it fall on the university? How does that work? Do you know?
Apparently, so there's a Panhellenic Council that oversees the whole situation, and then each house has an organizational structure, and so they can decide. But one of the things that a mom let me know was that, you know, ultimately each sorority has their standards and their values, and one of those is GPA. And so based on GPA alone and recommendations as well as your things that you're involved with in high school, that all contributes to being in. So if you simply go by their own standards and this person doesn't meet the standards, then problem solved. But it's really not, because it's really just pushing the envelope and being disruptive. And I think in the end, it really hurts women.
Well, and your piece, and again, we're talking to Amy Beth Shaver. She's an opinion writer for 1819 News. Her weekly column came out, I believe, yesterday. Really goes into the ramifications of not... what is the ramification, Amy Beth, for us not being able to find woman, that really hurts women.
Well, it really does hurt women. So here's the example. One of the things is, for all the feminism that we were for and women were for in the past, we fought hard We fought hard for women to get where they are, but the ramifications were we were saying that women were no different than men. Well, this dismantles that because we know women are very different than men. And so in our effort to be like men, we forgot that we are not like men in strength. Definitely in ability as far as work goes, but not strength. You're stronger than I am, Joey. I mean, like, duh, right? But we're hurting ourselves because we can't define who we are anymore. We know very well, right? But we like to pretend that we don't know. And that ultimately hurts us because we're being dishonest. You know, for example, I've got friends that I'm close to that are swimmers. And they're on the pre-Olympic level. And they are swimming against men who remove their parts. These girls are going to lose every time. We have women swimming against men who remove their parts. They're going to lose every time. So physically we're different. We're different by ability, but that doesn't mean we're less than. But we ultimately hurt ourselves when we can't confess and be honest about men and women are different. And when you enter situations like this in the sorority house or in the YMCA, and you're not saying, hey, guys, I'm concerned about this, or in the Target bathroom, it is outrageous that somebody like me would say, I'm concerned for my daughters if a man is in the sorority house, or a man is in the bathroom, or a man is in the pool. You're labeled, you know, a hater, and you're not. We're telling the truth. And ultimately, that's what will wreck us, is not being honest.
Well, and I think the rubber really meets the road here when you do have intrusion upon separate spaces for men and women. And those spaces exist for, I think, good reason. You know, I used to argue, I've gone through a whole path in my life where, no, men and women really are the same. Like, they're pretty much the same. I remember having an argument with my dad. He's like, you just, Joey, get married. Like, you don't understand. And actually, the more ex-girlfriends I have now, I'm like, yep, that's true. But here's the deal. I think men and women on average are about the same, but the differences that are there make all the difference. And this is why we have separate spaces, and it's why we have women's athletics. I know Senator Tuberville, coach, has been going to bat about Title IX. And to see, you know, expanding this out, to see Title IX now being used by the Biden administration to try to push this gender ideology and, you know, it's essentially queer theory, which is like Marxism for gender identity, right. Essentially.
Amen.
So, like, I'd kind of shake my head because I'm, you know, I'd sit if somebody says I'm trans, and I actually had somebody went to Catholic who I think is now, was Chris, is now Evelyn. So it's like, okay, I'll talk to that person, hear their story. Right. I'll be kind to them. If they really need my help, if I know them, yeah, I'll help out. But it's one thing to say I'm different and I'm going through this, and even if I disagree with their decisions, it's another thing to take that difference and try to upset the norms that everybody lives by.
That's an excellent point. It is, and you're right about Marxism. This is queer theory is no different than Marxism and ultimately communism, really, because it's disrupting the family structure. It's disrupting the norm. It's presenting this idea as if it were everyday, ordinary goings on, and we know that it's not, because I read a great book called The Other Worldview, and it really talked about how this disruption is what their goal is to overthrow the family and to eliminate anything, any semblance of a family structure. And so this is really what this is about, and we're being made to accept it. No longer is it, well, you have your idea and I'll have mine. It is, you must. We're living in an era of you must do this. And I'm like you. If somebody wants to sit down and have a conversation, fabulous. I will help you. I don't have anything against you. But I do have a problem with society forcing this down our throat and telling us you must do this or else. And I really, it's also ironic that the Title IX is being wiped out because, again, we're not being honest about what a woman is or that we're different. So, you know, there's a lot there, but I appreciate it, and I know you do too, when people reach out and say, hey, this is going on, could you shed a little light on it? And I love that about, you know, 1819. I love that about your show is people tell you, hey, here's what we're concerned about. And this is what everyday ordinary, not in New York, not in Washington, D.C., in little old Alabama, this happening right here. And we all should be concerned.
Well, and especially it's a hotbed in the schools and the university system. Well, I appreciate your time this morning. If folks want to check out, say, Alabama Unfiltered or get signed up to where they can see your weekly column each week, how can they do so, Amy Beth?
So if you go on 1819 News, you can sign up for the newsletter. You can get that to your inbox at 5:30 in the morning, which is spectacular, right? Get a jump on your day with what's up in the world and in Alabama. And then if you'd like to listen to our podcast, it drops every Thursday, and it also can be found on 1819news.com.
Awesome. And by the way, when you said, Joey, you're obviously stronger than me, both Eddie and Seth looked up.
Maybe not.
Well, maybe like 5-6 years ago. Probably not. Maybe not.
Not today.
I've been hitting the weight room, though, brother. So,
the donut weight room.
Oh, hey. We'll get into it. I really do appreciate your time, Amy Beth. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
Again, that's Amy Beth Shaver, op-ed columnist there for 1819 News. And she's a mom. I can't remember how many kids she has. She has a lot. That many kids, you know? Like, you got one, so it's easy for me to keep track of.
For you, two is a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know how, like, absent-minded I can be. I get focused on a thing. Anyway, 272-9228. Well, and here's the deal, folks. There are masculine women.
Yes.
And there are effeminate men.
Yes.
There are people that more fit the mold. And then sometimes, even the most macho, manly of men will admit, yes, I cry. Yes, I have emotions. Yes, I have worries and woes. So as we go out talking about this issue, Seth, I want to put those Eddie's headphones on there. I want you to hear this. Even the most macho man can admit he has feelings and emotions. And actually, years ago, the Macho Man, the cream will rise to the top. Cream of the crop to the top. I'm all jacked up on painkillers and coke. Yeah, that was Macho Man, all right. And one of his favorite lines when they'd hand him a check after doing a few shows, like, ooh, brother, could you add a few more zeros to that, the end of the check there? Well, this is Macho Man, Randy Savage, with Arsenio Hall.
Ooh.
And he's asked about, as a macho man, does he ever cry?
Okay, your middle name is Macho. But I'm wondering if you ever cry. Has a macho man ever cried?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's okay for macho men to show every emotion available right there, you know, because I've cried 1,000 times, I'm going to cry some more. But I've soared with the eagles, and I've slithered with the snakes, and I've been everywhere in between. And I'm going to tell you something right now. There's one guarantee in life, and that there are no guarantees, yeah. And I understand this. Yeah. Nobody likes a quitter. Nobody said life was easy. So if you get knocked down, take the standing eight count, get back up, and fight again, and you're a macho maniac. Dig it.
Even the most macho man can give good advice.
Yeah, man.
It takes all types. But it also means you got to respect people's boundaries.
Yes.
As well. And I'm getting tired of this sort of call for equal outcome that destroys the differences that actually make life amazing. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Roll Super Mega through your backside. Shake it, put it through the Charmin slide. Super Mega make you feel alright. Everybody do the Charmin slide. One lasting TP gets everybody going. Please, booty's clean and totally glowing. Shake your booty.
Super Mega Roll is longer lasting, so you can change the roll less often. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
DQ presents... How to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your five senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then, feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now, smell it with your nose. Ooh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ, happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with Thor.
Hey man, what's shaking?
Now Thor, I understand you are the god of thunder.
That's right man, me and Mjolnir have power over thunder and lightning and stuff like that, you know?
So I guess you don't have time to worry about money matters.
No man, that's why we have David Earnest.
You mean the people of Asgard use David Earnest as their financial guy?
Oh yeah man, everybody knows the numbers. Like 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
There you have it, folks. Direct from the God of Thunder.
Yeah, man. That's me.
You know, I saw your last movie, and it seemed to me you got roughed up a little more than you usually do.
Yeah, man. It was a rough shoot.
Yeah. I'll bet some mornings you were pretty Thor. Why did you throw your hammer?
Just move over about 2 inches. You'll find out.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Rob Zilla before we continue on with the program. And by the way, if y'all want to call in, ask any questions early that we need to ask the Mayor of Montgomery, or you want to call in right at 11 o'clock, that is when Mayor Stephen Reed will be here. 272-9228. Hey, Rob Zilla.
Previous topic about the... gender-changing athletes and such. My mother was a semi-pro bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
And she weighed about a 130. But there was no man, 260 or so that could handle her.
Right.
I watched her beat the living hell out of my dad first time he put his hands on her.
Well, that's a memory.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't need to change gender just to be a bad act.
Right.
Right. She worked on that a long time, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Those are good sources of endorphins. Anyway, you have a good show.
You too.
Appreciate it, Rob.
Have a good day, man.
Oh, there's many women out there that could whoop your ass, Joey.
Yeah.
Many a women.
And you better let them.
Right.
Likewise.
I think he will.
Eddie.
Actually, I think Joey would.
I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah.
But you too, man.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah.
I had one not, well.
I mean, you'd have to perhaps, give them their bras back first.
No. Perhaps. I learned a lesson not too long ago, many years ago, actually. I was out drinking with my son, showing him what a dumb drunk I can be.
Hmm.
And there was a rather larger gal that walked by, and I said, look at this big one here. And she turned around and dropped me.
You were so rude.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But now we're best friends.
You That's married her?
No. No.
That's a bit much there, Eddie.
That I was showing my son things not to do. We were at a Jell-O wrestling thing, and then we went to a bar after that. He's like, Dad, you're just teaching me all these things not to do. I was like, yeah, watch this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see how it is. Well, but speaking of all this, you know, this part of the program is brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health.
Maybe I need to go by there.
Yeah, you might. You might be suffering from low T after that story you just told.
I just knocked the T right out of me.
Right. Well, and low testosterone really can bring you down if you're a gentleman. Low energy, lack of motivation and drive, and any aspect of life, including sex drive. That's no fun, where you just have no desire.
Or have 2 o'clock and you just want to go back to bed.
Yeah, you just feel sluggish and run down. It might be you're even going to the gym. And going pretty regularly, right. But you're not gaining muscle mass. In fact, you're losing muscle mass, and you're getting fatter around the middle.
Well, that ain't no good.
You're not sleeping well. These sorts of things could be because of low T, low testosterone. And at Montgomery Men's Health, well, they can help you figure out if that is the problem. Only $99 in about an hour, sometimes less. They do a quick blood draw, and they can tell you your testosterone numbers. And if you do have low T, they have treatments there that can truly change your life. And after treatment, you can, find yourself experiencing higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Say that again, brother.
Brother.
That's right, brother. I've soared with the eagles. Anyway.
A better nightlife.
Better mental clarity. Better nightlife. You're right. Improved sleep patterns. Is that what you meant by nightlife? Or an increased libido. And they've already helped thousands of men successfully with their low T there at Montgomery Men's Health. So check them out today. You can always give them a call at 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Before we go back to the phones, did you see this story where the IRS, you know, they're going to hire 87,000 new agents, looks like?
Do you see their application type deal?
That's exactly where I'm going.
Oh, excellent. I thought of you immediately. You could be a great IRS agent, Joey.
Yeah?
You're not afraid of danger. You'll put yourself in dangerous situations. And you're always out trying to take a buck from somebody. So
no, that's not what the requirements were. Let's go to major duties.
Okay.
I'm tired of you spinning things as a little jab in the ribs to me, all right?
Okay.
I don't do that to you.
Let's see if I'll do it, okay?
No.
Did that start today?
I'm even-handed and fair to Eddie, and he's always over here, you know, threatening to hurt me, threatening to whoop me, slap me. It's not fair.
I'm so sorry. Maybe I should go see HR again.
Yeah. Let's see how that works out.
LaDonna's going to get you.
But if you want to be an IRS agent, here they put out this, hey, come on, apply.
Oh, yeah.
And that you, when you apply for a job, they tell you what are your duties for the job.
Open casting call.
I'm looking at a screen capture because what happened is they put this up and then they took it down.
Oh, I didn't know.
But the internet lasts forever. Keep that in mind, YouTube. It lasts forever, no matter how much you delete it.
Oh, I know.
So here are major duties if you want to become a new IRS agent, folks. Adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity.
Okay, that's Joey.
Check. I got this.
Work a minimum of 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours, and be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends. That is not me.
Yeah.
I can do that.
You're kind of out on that one, Joe.
That is not me. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job.
2 out of 3. We're good.
I can do that.
Carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary.
What?
Actually, I kind of want to do that too much.
I know, Joey. See, you'd be a Barney Fifer.
I worry the first time I have to defend myself and kill a person, like, I feel alive, finally.
I think you would get so nervous you'd shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, anyway. Or the leg.
No, I worry I would just, like, go the way of, you know.
Really? You would turn into a tyrant?
Or, yeah, just like, that was in, I'm going to go sign up for the Army.
Wow.
Anyway, or the National Guard, they still get to shoot protesters like at Kent State?
Oh, you bet.
Oh, nice. And then, here's the deal. That, use deadly force. Yeah. Carry a firearm, be willing to use deadly force. Okay, this is not a police officer.
Yeah, what job
this is not
again?
An FBI agent. This is not even Homeland Security or ATF or DEA.
Let me ask you something real
this
quick.
This is the IRS.
If any of those people you just mentioned came to your door, who would you feel the least bit uncomfortable with? The IRS or any of those other people?
Oh, the IRS.
Right.
Because why would they come to your door? Normally they send they you 5,000 letters.
Right.
They want their money, man.
They're going to come to your door.
And now they got guns?
Yeah.
And we already know.
Oh, and they've been stocking up, on ammo and weapons. What the heck is that? Well, here's the deal. The IRS deleted this job posting because people were pointing out, why in major duties is carry a weapon and be willing to use deadly force on there? What in the world? Special agents in the CI team are not new and have been trained to handle handguns, shotguns, and long guns for years. Agents are issued one handgun for their career, according to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. I guess this goes back to the days of Al Capone, you know?
Yeah, I don't necessarily know if IRS agents
long
have
guns?
A gun.
Long guns, that's a sniper?
The IRS's 2021 annual report highlights that the CI team focuses on crimes including identity theft, general tax fraud, cyber crimes, international crimes, and more. But see, I always love that. And more.
Because that's the part you get, Joey.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, well, what else are you covering? It's part of the whole structure of the Senate. It's crimes. Crimes are the problem. Crimes. The CI team also has special agent attachés stationed in 11 foreign countries. The post was deleted Monday after the job notice was shared on Twitter by documentarian Ford Fisher. How's it shaking, Ford? Garnering thousands of interactions. The IRS did not immediately respond to an inquiry. I'm reading here from nationalreview.com.
I didn't get it on the Twitter. I did see it on the TikTok.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric the Dog.
What up, Eric?
Hola.
Hola.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I would have figured the major job duties of an IRS agent as far as danger concerned would be like paper cuts or like carpal tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
I would think he'd be getting punched in the face by telling an American you owe him some money.
Or somebody hanging up on him?
Yeah.
Or it's like, how do you handle suicidal ideation? Like after doing this job for...
Ooh, yeah.
And like, maybe take a few suicide hotline calls. Like, y'all are messing with me so much. This is something I'm contemplating. Like, is that not part of your?
I just see disaster on the horizon. Okay, let's say
disaster.
87,000 is what they want to hire. Let's say they hire 10,000. You know as well as I do. Right now, the people that are applying for most jobs don't want to work.
Yeah.
All right. Now, government jobs, and I'm probably going to get some pushback, but for a lot of government jobs are for those that can't get other jobs.
Well, I mean, if I could get a government job, right, I would do it in a skinny second.
And most of the time, it lasts a lifetime. You don't get fired like you do in the real world.
Really?
Well, they have private... Well, they have a lot of those places are unionized.
How dare you say that?
It's true.
Yes.
I mean, I talked to a guy recently, and I'm not exactly sure what he did, but it wasn't exactly... intensive labor. Now they work. Now,
they
show up to work
like
and you perform
else.
A task that you're working.
Right.
You know how hard or whether it's your back or your brains that you use, you're working. Well, this guy was making $29 an hour, and he had just started. I mean, he was like a fresh hire, but due to some cutbacks or whatnot or whatever the situation was, you know, he got let go. But you know, and I'm sitting here trying to offer somebody $18 an hour that doesn't know what a DA is.
Yep.
Or, you know, what the different grits of sandpaper do. And 3 years ago when I got this job, you know, with 20 years experience, that's what I was making. So, you know, this is crazy.
Yeah. Look at McDonald's. McDonald's is $15 an hour to start.
Well, and it looks like when you dig into the jobs numbers, like it was a big one last month, it's very much accounted for because participation rate in the labor force has dropped. It looks like people are taking out a second job. A lot of folks doing Uber and Lyft and DoorDash.
That little side gig.
Yeah, so people are getting... Well, and also you look at how credit card expansion, like more and more consumer credit is being used. People are being stretched thin. So for all these big numbers and zero inflation, by the way, says the president.
Okay.
Good.
So, that miserable jackass.
What I've noticed...
That guy couldn't draw zero to save his own and zero.
Yeah.
So what I've noticed on the jobs is that people will come and work, but they don't want to work hard. Mm-hmm. They don't want to show up on time.
True.
And
they don't have to.
Well, no, they do, because then you fire them.
Right, but they go to the next. They don't care. That, as far as work ethic, we don't have it.
It's terrible, man.
We just don't have it.
It's so bad.
Speaking of which, I got to leave early today, boss.
That's fine. That's fine. Eric, appreciate the call.
All right, fellas. Adios.
See you later.
This is part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And there at the Goodson Group, Bo Goodson, well, he has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because he's been doing it for 45 years. He's been helping buyers and sellers here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas for over 40 years, 45 to be exact. And the Goodson Group, not only can they help you with buying or selling your property, they have management services available should you want to rent out your home. The Goodson Group is also the home for the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited programs here in the state of Alabama because it's a very interactive course. You're learning from that experience of Bo Goodson over 45 years. He's teaching you lessons, the good, the bad, and the ugly from all that life experience. And he's also teaching you to hit the ground running and find success. He's not just teaching you to attest. But if you are going for your license, it's a great pre-license course. Or if you're looking to just be a more knowledgeable player here in the local market, it's worth your while and for a very reasonable fee. So check out the Goodson Group today. You can always go to thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call at 551-0225, 551-0225. That's Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You understand the importance of regular maintenance to keep your car running at its best. So remember to take the time to take care of yourself. Getting a COVID booster once you are due for one helps extend protection against serious COVID illness, often treated in a hospital. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay, what was that?
I'm not sure.
Electricity. It can be a little scary. Fortunately, the folks at Crosby Electric are experts, providing complete electrical services and keeping River Region homes and businesses safe since 1967.
I hate lightning.
Crosby Electric offers whole house surge protection to protect you and your possessions.
What I hate is being without electricity.
You never have to be. Crosby is an authorized generator dealer, sales, installation, and service.
Okay, our yard is dark.
Crosby does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for all of your property.
Am I crazy, or did that light just flicker?
I'd say both.
And Crosby offers unique technology that pinpoints electrical problems even inside your walls.
Good night, honey.
Good night.
Sleep well tonight with no electrical worries. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085. That's 272-2085.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients of the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas.
Elevated rain chances hang on today, but storms will start to thin out by this weekend. So that's good news if you have plans for the weekend. Very humid again today with a high temperature 90 to 92. And once again, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, but not as many. And in fact, by Saturday and Sunday, the storms will be few and far between, very isolated in nature. That means more sunshine and high temperatures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don Bobo with Capital Tractor. It may seem like it can't get here fast enough, but hunting season will be here before you know it. With special offers right now on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, don't let anything stand between you and your tree stand. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To news and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Eddie Bader has left the house for the time being, but Seth Spotlow is here in his stead, answering the phones, hanging out on the show. Doing all right today, Seth?
Yeah, man.
Nice, nice. And again, we have the mayor of Montgomery, Stephen Reed, joining us at 11 a.m. If you have any questions at all, you can call 272-9228. We can get those questions written down early, or if you want to call when the mayor is here at 11, feel free at 272-9228. That is the number that Duke dialed. Hey, Duke, how you doing?
How's it going, my friend?
I'm all right. How you doing?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to be out and about around the time he come on, so go ahead and put my question on a piece of paper for me. I want him to answer whether it's true or not that he discontinued the recreational thing in regards to the kids riding the
special needs
riding.
Horse.
Doing the horseback riding, whatever. Yes.
Okay.
I heard a little rumor that he said he's going to reconstruct it some kind of way, but lately the rumor is that they discontinued that. So, give him an answer to that question.
Okay, absolutely. That's okay. A good topic.
Along the lines of our job, now society tells us to go to college, get your education so you can get a good job, good paying job, okay? And when Trump was in office, I hate to bring his name up because he pled the fifth yesterday for some reason. Then they put up a video of him saying that people plead the fifth, that they got something to hide or whatever. But that's a story for a different day. But they tell us to get a good job, go to college, get a good job.
Mm-hmm.
You come out of college, you got all this debt, you know, long student loans you created, and most jobs, they say they want somebody with experience. So how can you get experience when they don't allow you to work? Then they want to start you out at $12 an hour.
So right.
Explain that one.
It's one of those catch-22s where you just, I think the best advice, think about this positively, is go work somewhere for free. And get your foot in the door if you have the means. If you don't, I mean, take a second job.
Somebody like you, George. Anybody, you know, got like that like you now. Huh?
You don't
have it like you.
I'm the one that's here for free.
Right, and also hear people complain. There are a lot of folks, you know, life is about the decisions you make and good fortune, and I've had plenty of good fortune and bad.
That's what I'm saying. See, you know, you born into money, see?
I wish.
Money.
I wish.
You got it. See,
sometimes.
But the thing is, see, when Trump was in office, where I wanted to go with that, bringing up his name, is he said he created a job for all these people and everything, but they wasn't good paying jobs. They the same type job you're talking about, that people had to go get two or three of these type jobs to make ends meet or get close to each other. Some of them don't even get close to each other. Some of the jobs that's, you know, go halfway and stop.
Well, and I'm sorry. As long as people keep talking about the economy as a function of presidents and elected politicians, and don't start looking at things like the Federal Reserve itself, like if they just give us some damn freedom and some basic rule of law, like property rights and trade, sound money, then I think we'll have an incredible economy, and people will be able to build their lives even if they're born without anything. But no, we're all addicted to this debt-ridden fiat money printing machine.
And let me tell you, there's a great mind of mine thought about last night. I was sitting there thinking when I came out of Walmart. I said, Walmart got all these self-checkout machines, so we need to get one of those
especially for the Republican Party, that everybody, like cup members, vote the same way or else. So get one of those machines and put in what you want them to do and send all these people back where they belong, back home, because they don't do anything. Huh? What about that? Self-check machine for the voting, for the them making decisions on, say, what they're going to vote on in the White House, because people getting death threats and all that, you know. Mm-hmm. Especially Liz Cheney, you know, poor little Liz can't catch a break. Huh?
You took a turn that I don't really, I'm not in the mood.
I know you don't like that right there.
Yeah, and I don't like Liz Cheney whatsoever. Liz Cheney doesn't hate Donald Trump because she's some...
That's my ex-girlfriend. Leave my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She doesn't hate Donald Trump because he's such a threat to democracy. She hates Donald Trump because he's actually threatened to end the international liberal order or the American empire or whatever you want to call it.
Joey, she doesn't hate him. She just thinks for herself.
Oh, okay.
She thinks for herself. And the other people, instead of her wearing the panties, they need to be wearing the panties.
Yeah.
All these Mitt Romney's of the world and Ted Cruz's. Don't get me started about Ted. Huh?
What's wrong with Grandfather Munster?
Mr. Ted?
Yeah.
That man told him that Mr. Trump told him how his wife looked and everything. And
oh, yeah.
He said, say it again. Say it again, Trump. Say it again. You know.
Right, and Macho Man was looking at Miss Elizabeth's itty bitty teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, brother. All right, like that's the same level of all this crap. It's fake. It's fake crap. They're working against you, the middle class, and working for themselves as they work against you and claim they're your champion in some way. Unless you start thinking for yourself, folks, you're always going to be beholden to somebody who's willing to lie to you and force you into
there
a certain pattern of life.
So just put in this check, check out type machine in the White House and pull the lever. Huh?
We're losing our connection.
Break it up. We'll break it up. Okay, we'll break it up.
Later, man. 272-9228. Appreciate the call, Duke. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. Hopefully Jonathan Strange should be able to join us tomorrow. If not, we'll pick him up next week. But he is the founder, the owner there at XI Repair. Started the business in high school.
Nice.
Like he started fixing phones and electronic devices for himself and started doing it for friends. Word of mouth got around. Then he was making good money even in high school. But he decided, I'm tired of meeting folks at like the Walmart or McDonald's parking lot to give them their devices. I look like a drug dealer or something. No, and he made it official. He's got two locations for XI Repair now here in Montgomery.
One of them's right over there, right?
Yeah, that's the brand new one right next to Fresh Market and Adams Drugs. You can see it right from the road, the big sign, XI Repair.
And when you walk in, there's the whole back wall is all of the broken screens and phones. And
that they fixed. Cool. Yeah. And one even has like a bullet hole in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's but awesome. They were able to fix that phone, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They're that good there at XI Repair. So whether your gun or whether your phone, you know, maybe your gun went off, shot your phone straight through by accident, of course.
They can fix it.
They can fix it. Or it could be a cracked screen. In general, water damage. A battery not holding a charge. Maybe you're locked out of your account or have a virus of some sort. They can help you with all that. They can also recover data off an old hard drive or maybe a hard drive where people try to delete information. They can recover that data. In fact, they do a lot of work for, say, lawyers dealing with clients who are going through a divorce. Yeah, it's a great service they offer. They can also sell you brand new smartphones, buy your old smartphones, and get you set up on prepaid Verizon plans. So if all you want is call and text function for your phone, it's a lot cheaper, and you just pay as you go, like $25 a month, something
That's
like that.
It,
it's a lot better than being stuck in a very expensive long-term contract. So check them out today. XI Repair can really do it all. You can always go to XIRepair.com or give them a call at 777-1234, 777-1234. And be sure whether you call or stop by to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant. and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No. An alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct. Again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm getting a message about the governor that I'm not going to go into detail, but if anything knows anything about the governor, Kay Ivey, I'm saying this very seriously, give us a call off air. So I want to confirm what's being sent to me right now before I put it out there publicly. 272-9228. Let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Now, that was a teaser. We're all going to be listening the next hour and a half to see what you're talking about.
Yeah, it just could be. We'll see. Just could be a rumor. That's why I'm not going to run with it immediately.
But you will need to send that text later because I'm headed to Auburn and I'm going to be out of range for about 20 minutes. But, oh, I got the app. I forget about the app.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
I won't be out of range.
You'll be okay.
Turn the app off.
It'll just crap out after 20 minutes. You'll have to restart it. But it's fine. You know, we've told people about it time and time again. Yeah.
Thank you. This morning, one of the listeners, he was like,
we're a radio station, not an internet company. Anyway, Ray.
Like I said, we're headed to Auburn to check the job out and got all kinds of things going on. We need to talk about vinyl plank this morning.
Sure.
I've got a container full of vinyl plank. 20 mil, pad attached, perfect color, 550 foot installed, and we can have it in within a week or two for you, just that quick.
And that number's still 285-8117?
285-8117. And if you'll call today and ask for Ronnie, he will mark it up 10%.
What?
Yes, if you'll ask for Dad and you deal with him, he's going to mark it up 10%.
He's going to mark it up? That's why I was a little caught off guard there.
Dad don't really like measuring and selling anymore, so we're doing a sale today. And if you ask for